Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph of Masecha Sukkah. We are holding out Amar Rav Ashi, I believe. I think we're holding out Amar Rav Ashi. So the Gemara is going to go back to explain the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan of Lazar, whether Shvius, the Kedusha of Shemitah, could pass from one item to the other only Derech Mekach or even Derech Chilul. So since we have a rule in general whenever we have a Machlokes, we try to minimize the Machlokes as much as possible. We'd much rather not say that they're arguing min hakotze el hakotze, that one opinion holds one extreme and the other opinion holds the other extreme. We'd much prefer to say that that the opinions are closer to each other. So Amar Rav Ashi, Machlokes b'pri rishon. The whole Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Shemitah Peros can transfer Kedusha, even Derech Chilul, is only in the Shemitah produce itself. Aval b'pri sheni, when it comes to a fruit that was bought with Peros Shvius, divrei hakol bein derech mekach bein derech chilul. Everyone would hold the Kedusha could transfer both Derech Mekach and Derech Chilul. And that way we minimize the Machlokas a little bit. Vahad Katani, Lokach, the fact that the Braisa, which supported Rabbi Lazar, keeps on giving examples of Lokach Beperos Shvius, this, and then Lokach Bebasar Dagim, and then Lokach, it keeps on using the term lakach, and we thought that we could be medayik from the fact that it uses the term lakach, that you have to only be mechalul at derech mekach, and that it doesn't work derech chilul. And the way the Braisa formulated that, that was even by the pre-sheni, he kept on using the term lakach. So it sounds from that Braisa that even pre-sheni, it only works derech mekach. Nah, that's not a raya, because the Reisha, which was talking about the pre-rishon, had to say lakach, because that taka only works derech mekach, according to Rabbi Lazar. So once the Seifa, I did Tana Reisha Lakach, Tana Nami Seifa Lakach, once the Reisha uses the term Lakach, because it had no choice but to use the term Lakach, so the Seifa also used the term Lakach, even though in a Chinami, in the Seifa Lakach was not really necessary. Eisive Ravina L'Ravashi, so Ravina asks in Ravashi, Mi Sheish L'Sela Shal Shvius, if someone has a coin of Shemitah that he sold Peiro Shvius and he got money in return, so this coin has Kedush Shashvius, ubikesh likachlo chaluk, and he wanted to use that money to buy an item of clothing, and he's able to do it because the Torah is only matir li'achla. I'm sorry, he's not able to do it because the Torah is only matir li'achla during this man, not l'schora or any of the other things that la'achas man abiyur. So ketzad yaseh. So what should he do in order to be able to buy with that money that has kedusha shviyas an item of clothing? So here's what he does. Yelech etzelchen v'nei aragel etzlo. He goes to a storekeeper that he typically goes to all the time, who will be willing to do him a favor. He gives him the money. Va'omer lo, and he tells the storekeeper, "Tein li besela peros. In exchange for this money, give me fruit." V'nosein lo, the storekeeper will give him fruit. V'chozer va'omer lo, then the lokeach will say to the chenveni, "Hare peros halalu, these fruit that you sold me, and therefore are now kadosh with kedusha shviyas, nesunim lach b'matana. I'm giving them to you as a gift, and you should eat them with kedusha shviyas. You should treat them with Kedusha Shvius." Vuhu Omelo, the Chenveni, will give him back the money and will say to him, "Hey, Lecha Selazu, here, take this money that Bimatana as a gift," meaning this money, since it was used to purchase those peros, is no longer Kadosh with the Kedusha Shvius. So he gives him the money as a gift. Vahala, Lokech ben Mashiyotza. Now that the money is Chulin and the money does not have Kedusha Shvius, so give the Lokech, can now go ahead and buy whatever he wants with that money. So Ravina is Medayik from this. Wait a second, Vahala. This money is Khalife Shvius. It's a Prisheni. And Vikatani, it still says that he doesn't have the ability to be Mechal the Kedusha unless he does so Derech Mekach. Because if you could do it Derech Chilul, you don't need to involve the Chenveni. You could just be Mechal it on something else, on your own Peros. So it sounds like Derech Mekach in Derech Chilul lo, that you can only be Mechal even a Prisheni when it's Derech Mekach, but not Derech Chilul. So it seems that there's no reason to suggest that Rabbi Lazar would be moded that a pre-sheni could be done derech chilul. So we can't minimize the machlokas. Ella amar Rav Ashi. So if you want to say anything to minimize the machlokas, you have to say like this: that machlokas be pre-sheni. Say it the other way: that the whole machlokas Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan whether derech chilul works is dafka by the pre-sheni. Aval b'pre-rishon divrei akol derech mekach in derech chilul lo. But by the pre-rishon, for sure, it's only derech mekach, and it would never work derech chilul. V'hadik tani, aye, what about the brisa that we brought as a riot, Rabbi Yochanan, where it said, echod shvius vechod maiser sheni, that both shvius and maiser sheni could be meschal lana behema, and we were medayik, that even b'derech chilul, you could transfer the kedusha of the peros of Shvius, so it has to. We have to assume my Shvius to my Shvius. So when we say that derech chilul, you could transfer the kedusha, we don't mean from actual shemitah produce. We mean from demei Shvius, from money that was exchanged for shemitah produce. But the original shemitah produce itself has to be, according to everyone, can only be done derech mekach di lote machi. Because if you don't say that, and you want to say that Shvius means the shemitah produce itself, meiser mamish. What would you say? The same thing. You'd have to say that meiser means literally meiser vaksiv, but you can't say that because it says by meiser sheni v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. So the Chum learned that meiser sheni can only be mischalel on a matbea, on something that has an image like a normal coin. So how could the Braisa say that you could be mechalel on a behema? That's against the halacha when you're dealing with real meiser, ella demei meiser. So obviously, when the Braisa said meiser, it didn't really mean meiser. It meant meiser money that was exchanged for meiser. So achanami demei shvius over here also. When the Braisa says shvius, it didn't mean the original shmita produce, because the original shmita produce can only be mischalel derech mekach. Rather, it meant demei shvius. It meant money that's exchanged for Shemitah produce. So let's get some main points over here. First of all, I don't think we got it last time. Machlok Shemeir the Chum, whether Maisa Sheni can be Mischala on live animals, but all agree cannot be Mischala on live female animals, lest you raise flocks with them. That was the last thing we did last time. And then this time we did, Haravashi first says that even Rabbi Lazar would agree that Derech Chilul works for Pre-Sheni, but he ultimately concludes that no, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that Pre-Rishon can only be done Derech Mekach. That Pre-Rishon can only be done Derech Mekach. V'hu Machlokes is only by Pre-Sheni. So now we move on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah in the middle of the page here on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph says in the Mishnah, Barishona, Hayilulav Nital B'Mikdash Shiva. In the times that the Beis Hamikdash was around, the mitzvah of Lulav would be to take Lulav for 7 days of Sukkot, because that's what the Torah says. The Torah says, Asmachtam Tnei Hashem Elokeichem, Shivas Yamim, U'B'Medina Yom Echad. Outside of the Beis Hamikdash, the mitzvah daraisa of take lulav is only one day, because the Torah says "Ulkachtam lachem biyom rishon." But then, mishacharav Beis Hamikdash, once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai she lulav nital b'medina shiva zeichel mikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that lulav could be taken even outside of the Beis Hamikdash, should be taken even outside of the Beis Hamikdash for all 7 days as a zeichel mikdash, to remember the way things used to be done in the Beis Hamikdash. That since in the times that we had a Beis Hamikdash, we took lulav for all 7 days. Now that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash and there's nowhere that the mitzvah of lulav applies for all 7 days, so we do it everywhere for all 7 days on a drabbanan level. And another takar that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made was v'sheyehe yom henef kulo aser, that the day of the hanafasa omer, meaning the day of the korban omer, the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, the entire day is aser to eat chadash. When the Beis Hamikdash was around, as soon as the korban omer was brought, you would be able to eat the tvua chadasha, the new grain from that year. You wouldn't have to wait till the end of the day. But after the Churban Abayis, really strictly speaking on a Daraisa level, once there's no Beis Hamikdash and there's no Korban Omer, right at the beginning of the second day of Pesach, you should be allowed to eat Chadash. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that no, you have to wait until the day is over. So the Mishnah said that after the Churban, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that lulav should be taken throughout everywhere for 7 days as a zecher to the Mikdash, where they used to take lulav for 7 days. So minalan davdina zecher l'mikdash. Where do we find that there's such an inyan of making a zecher l'mikdash? Amar b'yochanan damakra, ki ela rucha lachem makosayecher pe'echnu mashem, ki nitcha karalach tzion hi doresh einla. So we darsh in those last three words, doresh einla mechlal debayudrisha. We lament that there's no one being doresh tzion, there's no one seeking out Mount Sion, but the implication certainly is, therefore, that it requires drisha, that we should be seeking out Sion. Vishya Yom Henef, and we also said that another takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was that the entire second day of Pesach, one is not allowed to eat from the Tzvor Chadasha. My taima, why did he make such a takana? Bizman hazeh, there's no korban omer, meikar adin, it's really mutter, mishaher hamizrach. At the very beginning of the day, that's clear, the Gemara darshins in a menachas tav samachay, from a stira between two psukim, there's one pasuk that says, ad etzem hayom hazeh, that it sounds at the beginning of the day you're allowed to eat the Chadash, but after that, at the beginning of the day, it's already allowed to eat the chadash. And then there's another pasuk that says ad haviachem that you have to wait till you bring the korban omer. So how do we reconcile the two? When there's a korban omer, because there is a beis hamikdash, you have to wait till you bring the korban omer. When there's no korban omer, because there's no beis hamikdash, so right at the beginning of the day, you are allowed to eat the tevuah chadasha. So the Gemara explains why in the world Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would make a takana that it should be also the whole day. So Gemara explains, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because he knew that pretty soon the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, V'yomru, and we have to be choshesh that maybe that when there's no Beis HaMikdash around, people are going to get in the habit of eating right at the beginning of the second day of Pesach. So even after the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, people are going to think back and they're going to say, Ishtakeid, last year, Milo Achalnu Beher Mizrach, didn't we eat the Tvua Chadasha for breakfast already on the second day of Pesach? Hashtanami Nechel. So now also, we should eat it for breakfast. V'inhu, lo yadi de Ishtak delava Beis HaMikdash Her Mizrachitir. Hashtadika Beis HaMikdash, Omer Matir, they're not going to realize that last year there was no Beis HaMikdash, so the Heir Mizrach was Matir, the beginning of the day was Matir. This year that there is a Beis HaMikdash, you actually need to wait till the Korban Omer, so they're not going to realize that, and they're going to make the mistake, and they're going to jump the gun and have it too early. So it says in Mar Devni Emas, when is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai exactly concerned that Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt, where they won't be able to bring the Korban Omer until later in the day, and therefore he has to ask for the whole day. If the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt on the 16th day of Nisan itself, which is the day of the Hanafas HaOmer, Harei Hitir Heir Mizrach, well then you'd be allowed to have the Tevuah Chadasha, because in the morning there was no Beis HaMikdash yet, so the Tevuah Chadasha already became Mutter right at the beginning of the day. Aliv the Ivni B'Chameisar, the concern must be that the Beis HaMikdash might get rebuilt on the first day of Pesach. And then, when the sun rises on the second day of Pesach, the Tevuah Chadasha is not mutter yet, because we have a Beis HaMikdash, and we have to wait for the Korban Omer. Well, then we should allow eating the Tevuah Chadasha at least from midday. You don't want to allow it for morning, I get it, but at least allow it from midday, because when we have a Beis HaMikdash, you could be certain that they're going to bring the Korban Omer before midday. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, people who didn't live anywhere near the Beis HaMikdash were always allowed to assume that by the time Chatzos HaYom rolled around, that it was mutter to eat the Tevuah Chadasha, l'fishein Beisin Mesaslim Bo, because Beisin was not lazy about bringing the Korban Omer. So why in the world would Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai make a takana that Yom Henef Kulo Aser, that the entire day is Aser? Says Gemara Lotzricha Di Ibni Bilele. The concern is that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built on the night, the second night of Pesach, Einami Samach L'Shkia Sachama, or very close to Shkia of the first day of Pesach, and therefore we have to be choshesh that maybe they won't have an opportunity to do the Ktziras HaOmer till very late, and it's going to take a lot of time, and they're not going to be able to bring the Korban Omer before Chatzos. You're right, when we have a Beis HaMikdash running and functioning, of course they'll take care of the Korban Omer before Chatzos, but if everything is at last minute, it may not happen so quickly. That's the concern. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai Beshitas Rav Yehuda Amara. No, maybe Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was following Rav Yehuda, because he was from the yeshiva of Rav Yehuda, from the Talmidei Talmidim of Rav Yehuda, and just like Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda was mi Talmidei Talmidim rather of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, and just like Rav Yehuda darshened this shita, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai held a similar shita that to Amar, who says that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, minat Torah hu aser, that on a Doraisa level is aser the whole day. Dechsev, ad etzem hayom hazeh, ad itzumo shel yom, because Savar ad viad b'chal, ad etzem hayom hazeh does not mean till the beginning of the day, it means until the itzumo shel yom. yom, which means till the very day, which means till the end of the day. Frak the Gemara, mis avar lekavasei, is it possible to say that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai holds like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? No, we know he disagrees. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says, Mishachar beis hamikdash hiskron Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai sheyom henef kulo aser. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda in his generation, he wasn't living at the same time, but he wondered, why would Rabbi Yochanan make this takana? So that why would Rabbi Yochanan suggest that this is only a takana midrabanan? V'alo minat Torah hu aser. So don't tell me that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was holding like Rabbi Yehuda. No, Rabbi Yehuda criticized Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, how can you say, I agree with your din, that it should be us for the whole second day of Pesach. But how could you say that it's only a din d'rabbanan? This is a din d'oraisa in Rabbi Yehuda's view. So says Gemara, it's possible that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai also held it was a din d'oraisa. Rabbi Yehuda Huda Katai, but Rabbi Yehuda misunderstood what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai meant. Who savor mi d'rabbanan ka'amar? Rabbi Yehuda thought that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai meant it's only a din d'rabbanan. V'loi mi d'oraisa ka'amar. But really, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai meant it was a din d'oraisa. I va hiskin kamar, but it says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was masakein. Doesn't that mean that it's only a din d'rabbanan? Says more, no, my hiskin. Darash v'hiskin. Hiskin means that he made a drasha that they shouldn't eat chadash the whole day, since they used to eat when the Beis HaMikdash was around already at Chatzos. So he made a drasha and he let it publicized that this din d'oraisa, that the entire day is in fact aser. So a couple of more main points over here. First, the source for needing a Zeichel Migdash is from Tzion Hi Doresh Einla, which implies that it requires Drisha. And second, the reason the second day of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Chadash, is because either because of a concern that the Beis HaMikdash will be built at night, and people will think that the Chadash is Mutter Kesheher Mizrach, but really they need to wait for the Karban, or it's a Din D'oraisa, that Etzameyam Hazeh means until the day is over. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is really a din d'oraisa. He was just dorish v'hiskin, that when there's no omer, the entire day is in fact aser. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amud Beis.